Chapter 2. Get your skinny white butt in the car. Monica stood in the kitchen, hands on her hips, fighting stance. Her black eyes flashed. Elise caught the look and dropped her gaze back to her coffee cup. She ran her finger around the rim. Mo, I... She stopped herself before she could finish the sentence. She had known Monica since first grade, and she certainly knew her well enough to know what that gleam in her eye meant. Disagreeing with Monica took far more energy than Elise could muster. Monica Madrid was tough as nails, no matter that she stood only 5'1", 100 pounds after Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe it was her small size that had turned her into such a fighter. Maybe it was growing up with three brothers. A mixture of her Taos Pueblo mother and her Apache father. Monica had shoulder-length black hair and the blackest eyes Elise had ever seen. There was depth to those eyes, a darkness that never let on what might be lurking beneath, like looking into well water. They flashed now, waiting for Elise to say something. Anything would do. Monica was in fighting mode, and crossing her would be almost impossible. Elise had been only 6 years old the first time she witnessed this side of Monica's character, but it had left an impression she would not forget. Elise and her mother had just moved back to Amalia, the small town in New Mexico where her mother had grown up, and where her grandmother Beulah still lived in a 4-room adobe house. Elise's whole world had turned upside down. First her father, killed in an accident. She was only 5 at the time. With his death, she had lost the feeling of laughter and warmth and safety that came from having him around, of having a family that was whole and happy. And before she could even begin to absorb that loss, her mother had loaded the car and headed back to New Mexico. Now her mother was quiet. She never laughed. She never smiled. She seemed not to notice that she had a daughter at all. The drive across country, leaving Tennessee, had been as silent as a prayer. No radio, no singing, no joking around the way they had always done when her dad was in the car with them. She could remember the way he used to sing to them, a boisterous version of